Hello and welcome to Mental Health Insights. This is the podcast where we simplify how to improve your mental health. My name is Craig Fausen and I am a licensed professional counselor. Today we are going to talk about how taking a short rest or a break can improve your mental health. This is something that is very near and dear to me, also because it's something I practice. But also because I have taken a short break from this podcast for a little bit. So I try to practice what I preach, especially around rest, because I understand how fundamental and how important it is. And I want to talk to you about it today because it can help improve your mental health. So let's go ahead and jump in. I say a short rest or a break, what do I mean? First things first, I do not mean sleeping. I don't mean taking a nap. I mean actually taking a rest from whatever it is that you're doing. See, the thing is that our brain is designed to produce thoughts. It's designed to think about things. It's designed to process things. And not only does it do this on a conscious level, which our conscious level is the level of awareness, the mental awareness of what's happening right now or what we're consciously thinking about. So what we know we're thinking about right now, that's our conscious part of our brain. And a much larger part of our brain is actually the unconscious brain. And I could throw out some numbers and everything like that. But to be honest, I will just say that usually the conscious brain is much, much smaller. Whereas you're talking about the unconscious brain is going to be a much, much larger part. Our unconscious brain is constantly going over different processes to keep our body running. It's running different, you know, thoughts in the background to help us like crunch different things. Like, for example, I remember all the time growing up and going to math class and being able to struggle coming up with a solution to the problem and answer. And then I would go to the next class and all of a sudden, boom, like the answer would show up in my head. And that's because my unconscious brain was continuing to think about the problem. So for us, our unconscious brain is always going, and usually our conscious brain is too. So whenever I take a rest, what I mean is actually allowing your brain to take a little bit of a break. Now, we cannot tell our brain or have our brain completely stop producing thought. That's something that'd be really hard. It's like telling your heart to stop beating. It can have different ramifications. Now, what we can do is actually slow down mental processes, slow down the things that are going on. So often we're used to our brain just going and going and going and thinking about things and switching from one topic to another, that whenever we actually slow this down, we give our brain time to catch up, and especially the unconscious part of our brain to catch up with different processes or problems that it's working on. So in order to actually rest, what we want to do is we want to help our brain have something more simple to pay attention to. Now, this could be something as simple as working and doing some light reading, or this can be something as simple as just focusing on breathing or doing some meditation type stuff or mindfulness type of exercises, or just allowing your brain to have a break by focusing on something else that's different. So sometimes for me, this is actually, you know, whenever I have, I'm really tired, sometimes I'll listen to different podcasts that are more fun and upbeat and that are like, you know, I don't have to exert a lot of mental energy. Those can be different things that are like short rest, depending on how complex they are. So we want to create space for us to be able to slow down our mental processes. And what this looks like in a very practical sense, right? If I notice that my mind is racing, and of course we go over this in How to Calm a Racing Mind series. So if this is something that you want to look into further, I would recommend those episodes. But we want to give ourselves something to focus on, something else to focus on. Just kind of mind-blanking as something that's really challenging, or letting your thoughts go wherever they want might be something that's super challenging, and usually people have to kind of help train themselves. So it's easier to give yourself something to slow down with. So me personally, I try to use some simple things. I'm a very tactile person, so usually wherever I'm sitting or standing, I will just focus on the sensations that my skin is feeling, whether or not it's the air outside, or it's the couch or chair that I'm sitting on, or anything like that. Just trying to pick up the physical sensations. And that's really nice because it actually helps bring me to the present as well. A lot of times, helping slowing down is easiest by focusing on what's going on in the present moment in your environment, because that is so much less input than your brain thinking through all different scenarios or all the different problems that are going on in life that you have to solve. Being able to slow down in that way is like giving your brain a break. It's giving it time to catch up and to even experience a short amount of rest, which is super important, because the more rest that your brain has, the easier it'll be for it to tackle larger problems. You'll have more bandwidth, you'll have more neurotransmitters, you'll have more hormones to be able to address different challenges. And all this goes into a huge mixture, right? That is our body. So the more and more that we're helping conserve mental resources, the easier it is going to be for us to tackle other problems that may either be more of a physical nature or even more of a mental nature. Also, something that is super important with this is when we give ourselves time to have a short rest, a short mental break, we're also giving us the opportunity that if we happen to be experiencing anxiety, or we happen to be in our stress response, we're giving ourselves a break to exit that stress response. If I sit there and I'm focusing on my breathing, or I'm just focusing on the sensation of what's going on around me, or right now while I'm recording this, it's fall time, so I love walking and crunching in the leaves, or I love picking up leaves and just kind of looking at them and feeling the texture, because the texture of a leaf that has fallen off a tree goes through different stages where it becomes increasingly rough and rigid and can break apart. And that's something that I always enjoy, is just seeing the different colors of the leaves and picking them up, experiencing them, or if they're really cool shapes or anything like that, or colors. I might keep them to take them home to show them to my wife or my son. So for us, being able to have a short rest is giving our brain and our body a break from the anxiety and the stress that may be going on. So if I'm really stressed about work, or I'm really stressed about something that's going on in my life, taking these short rests helps give us pause to that stress response. Now, if you remember from some of the episodes where we've talked about our stress response and anxiety, some of the earlier episodes especially, you would know that anxiety and the stress response, they consume a massive amount of the body's resources because it's activating our threat response, right? It's activating our body's survival mechanisms. So the more and more that we can give pause, the more that we're conserving resources, but the more we are increasing the likelihood that we can travel from one mental state and one physical state to another. The more we introduce different breaks or rests, the more that we're having our body get used to transition from one mental state where we may be thinking a lot or we may be anxious or stressed to a state where we're more calm, where there's less thought going on. The more we can get our body used to transitioning between those two states will make it easier for the body to calm down, will make it easier for the brain to calm down, easier for us to actually slow down and to experience the powerful ramifications, the powerful benefits of actually taking a short rest for our mental health. So this is something that you can start taking short rest right now and you can experience some benefits of it, but it's something where you reap more benefits the more and more that you practice it, just like most of the skills in helping improve our mental health. You also help to increase mental stability. So what I mean by this is it makes it easier whenever you can go from a state of a lot of thought and act, you know, your brain being very active, to a lower amount of activity. It makes it easier to recognize this, and the easier it is to transition from a mental state of high activity to a mental state of low activity, right? Because you're practicing and you're allowing yourself to take these breaks, the easier it is to have more mental stability, because your brain is not consuming so many resources with overthinking things or with anxiety or with just being on all the time, just go, 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 go all the time. So this is my case that I'm making for the importance of a short rest. And whenever I say a short rest, the duration that I'm talking about can be anywhere from just one single minute to 5 minutes to 10 minutes. It can really vary depending on things. I know for me personally, I usually like taking like 2-3 minute short rest from a break, you know, just having just a mental break from what I'm doing. And that's something that's helpful. And there's some times where I actually have the time, the ability to do this, or I might take a longer rest, where I might, you know, might be even as much as like 15-20 minutes. And again, these are not rest where I'm taking a nap or anything. Those are hugely beneficial, naps and everything. And those are maybe something that I'll cover in a different episode. But this is just where I'm talking about just focusing on something that is low mental activity, so that you're consuming a lot less mental resources and you get the opportunity to save them up. Because really, the body and the brain are not meant to be go, 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 go all the time. After all, if that was the case, sleep wouldn't be so foundational in having incredible mental health. It would be a lot less of a, it would be a lot less of a priority that needs to be made in our lives. But the thing is, our brain and our body, they need to have breaks, because they are not meant to go, 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 go. And a short rest is just the thing that you can do and practice to have good mental health. If you're a parent, I would recommend you practice this with your kids. Right, a lot of times we see things like timeouts as a negative thing. However, these are easy things to turn into short rest. Okay, let's take a break from this and let's just sit here and like focus on how the carpet feels, how the rug feels, or let's just move from the heels of our feet to our tippy toes. Let's just do that for a little bit. Right, give your kids different activities to help them learn these types of skills, and you can do it with them. And you both can actually experience the benefit of transitioning from these different mental states of high activity to mental state of lower and slower activity. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you and talking about the short rest. Sometimes we just have to be able to give ourselves permission. And if you're waiting for permission, here it is for me. Give yourself permission, and I give you permission to take some short rest, because I know, and now hopefully you know too, that it will help improve your mental health. And that's a gift that all of us can benefit from. So if you listened to this episode and you found it helpful, I would ask that you consider maybe giving us a 5-star review on whatever podcast listening app that you're listening to, so people can enjoy this resource and improve their own mental health. And until next time, I wish you well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.